Creation86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League. Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night, podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes. Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Time.
And I'm sure he will. We are the same kind of people. And I gotta ask you one thing here. Is there people out there in the world that try to put you down all the time? They try to keep you from getting high. They try to keep you from being free. That's the way they treat me too, and I want to tell you something. We are the same kind, and I guess we're just a bunch of rebels.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. You showed me how this town can shatter dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon and found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now it's guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music is the only thing that keeps me hanging on. There ain't no glamour in this tinsel land of lost and wasted life. Painful scars are all that's left of me. Hey, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And it's guitars, Cadillacs, and hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, and hillbilly music is the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Yeah, it's the only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Got an old man there. cash. Vivid Jack credits rolled inside his head.
Folks, we'll be back in a minute with more excitement right after this word.
Beer, 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 beer.
Mississippi, capital of the century. Like his father, he worked the railroad. This land was made for you and me. Got his first hit in 1928. Then he was on his way. Tuberculosis came and found him. And it put poor old Jimmy in his grave. When it comes to country music, I am the biggest fan. I wanna meet Jimmy Rogers so I can shake his hand. Us might have done it better, but he wrote the master plan. The father of country music, the singing Craig Van. Will you? Big star, the biggest of his time. See, it is for Texas, and don't forget Blue Yodel number 9. When it comes to country music, I am the biggest fan. I want to meet Jimmy Rogers so I can shake his hand. Us might have done it better. The father of country music, the singing Greg Van. Well, you're late, you're late, you're late. A shovel in the back of my truck. It was late in the evening when I got up and I dug him up. I put him in my basement. I posed him with an outstretched hand. Right next to Hank Williams' booth. Come meet Jimmy Rogers, skeleton. Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. Well, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. Well, yodeling, yodeling, down the road, I got trouble up in my mind. My sight ain't so good, but I can read the signs. I got three kids with my wife, nobody look like me. Some fellas have been climbing in my family tree. You got a friend in Jesus. You ain't got a friend in me.
salsa. 3 days down the line, my wife sitting in our bathtub. The guy looked like Charlie Pride. She said, just don't stand there. Throw the towels off the floor. I heard both of them laughing when I walked on out the door. You got a friend in Jesus, but you ain't got a friend in me. Jesus might forgive you for what you done, but he's a better man than me. A better man than me.
For letting me be on the one and only Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Praise Jesus. Amen.
The lights flash in Youngstown. The cops may be the city's guest. As I flew a 2.2 and I failed every roadside test. They pulled me out of the car and I gave it all I got. Just blame the alcohol.
Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. This is podcast number 24, coming out this Tuesday at section86.com. Appreciate you guys tuning in, as always. And didn't get a podcast last week on my show. I did run the Bootleg Asylum radio show last week, but I never podcasted it. So this will be it. And like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Yeah, right there, man. Good set. A couple bands I found here just recently on MySpace looking out. I came across, well, actually, I've known the Whiskey Daredevils. They've been a favorite of mine for about a year or so. But they put out a new album last year. And I played a couple songs off their album on Knockout Records from the Whiskey Daredevils. Well, the song I just played there was another band. It's a long story. The song I just played was called Work Privilege off the Cowslingers Deluxe album. Of course, the band is the Cowslingers. And what the Whiskey Daredevils and the Cowslingers have in common is they are actually the same band. Greg Miller on vocals, Leon P. Love, drums, and Ken Miller on bass are both bands, actually, with the exception of Bobby Latina left the Cowslingers, I believe, in 2004 and started his own band up called the Jack Fords. And they're a great band, too. But Whiskey Daredevils were born, and I believe they got Gary, I think it's Serpico, on guitar, along with the help of Bob Lanfear and David Bowling, played a lot of guitar in the last since 2004 up until 2008 for the Whiskey Daredevils, and just a great band. Anyway, like I said, that was Work Privilege from the Cowslingers Deluxe album. And right before that, we played a couple from the Whiskey Daredevils, Friend in Jesus, and song, great song. You know, one of my favorites off that new album of theirs. The song's called Jimmy Rogers, and it's an album released last year, like I said, on Knockout Records. And the album's called The Very Best Of. And like I said, check out both bands. The Cowslingers are no more, I believe, but they still got a MySpace up with songs available. And hell, the Cowslingers have been around since 1991 till 2004 with a variety of albums out. Just a fantastic band, so I hope you like some of that stuff right there. Like I say, go check out the Whiskey Daredevils and, of course, their older band, the Cowslingers. Right before that, we played from the Dwight Yoakam Acoustic Not Net album, released, I believe it was in 2000 on the Reprise Records label. Of course, like I said, that was Dwight Yoakam doing a acapella song of his, you know, his signature song, Guitars, Cadillacs. Just great stuff from Dwight Yoakam. And I started the set off here a long time ago with one of my favorite bands from the 70s. They still remain to be out there kicking ass, but like I say, I like the early stuff. This is from their Live Mother album. It was recorded on Mother's Day, 1975, at the Long Beach Auditorium, Long Beach, California. And just a couple great songs off that, Lord Have Mercy, and a song called Rebel from, like I said, it was re-released on CD finally in 2001 on Wounded Bird Records. So if you're a fan of Black Oak, Arkansas, you're not going to go wrong with that album. Like I say, the album's called Live Mother. It was originally released in 1975 on, I believe it was Atco label, possibly, but great stuff right there. Anyway, I got a pretty cool bootleg to go here in just a little while. Another band I found, actually, and I think it was 1988. I recorded a 1988 Austin City Limits, and I recorded it so I could watch the Fabulous Thunderbirds. But the opening band on that night was Omar and the Howlers, and man, they blew me away. Been a big fan ever since, so I'm going to play, actually, that same show that I watched from Austin City Limits, a fantastic sounding bootleg, so that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. And like I said, this is going to be podcast number 24 over at section86.com and at iTunes. And I want to thank Andy over there for putting this up there. And while we're talking about section86.com, there's been a few new shows up there lately. He's been putting up some shows that got out called Creative Tragedy. He's got a couple episodes of that up. I believe the Kiwanee Sports League, they got that going as well as, of course, Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. He just put out, I think, podcast number 24 as well. And his show is going pretty good, so check out Blake's show. And let's see, the Hank and Chain show, he's been kind of missing in action this whole year, and we're hoping that he's going to put up a show here pretty soon. So check out all the great shows over at section86.com and help keep these shows like mine going. And like I said, I appreciate you guys hanging out. Anyway, I'm going to get into this right here. So this is a request, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on flapdaddy.com.
Thank you. My parking lot. Now they're down on the ground crying, please help me. One motherfucker, two motherfucker, three. Just put a brand new CD player in my truck. Cause the shit they play on the radio today all sucks. Well, now you can tag along if you want to, but when you fly with me, you gotta follow my rules. My truck stereo is mine, and you don't touch. I'm all gassed up and I'm ready to go. $50 truck, $100 radio. If you're riding with me, there's one thing you need to know. All I listen to is Waylon and David Allen Coe. No hip-hop shit, just a honky rock and roll. So don't rat fuck my stereo. That old honky-tonk sound is the way it's supposed to be. And now they got all my favorite old records out on CD. Well, I took my money down to the mall. I broke bad and I bought them all. To take a mean motherfucker to take them away from me. I'm all gassed up and I'm ready to go. $50 truck, $100 radio. If you're riding with me, there's one thing you need to know. All I listen to is Waylon and David Allen Coe. No hip-hop shit, just a honky rock and roll. So don't rat fuck my stereo. They let the C off a rap and the S out of top 40 hit. And this modern pop country ain't country at all. A bunch of wannabe cowboy, pretty boy pussies born without balls. It all sounds the same to me, it sounds like shit. I'm all gassed up and I'm ready to go. $50 truck, $100 radio. If you're riding with me, there's one thing you need to know. All I listen to is Waylon and David Allen Coe. No hip-hop shit, just a honky rock and roll. So don't rat fuck my stereo. Don't rat fuck my stereo. Don't rat fuck my stereo. Oh, yeah!
born a heavy rebel, that's the way I will die. Country music, psycho, really heavy metal. Proud to be a heavy rebel till the end. Church that I call my home, the Carolina, here I come, Winston-Salem all the way. Rhode Island is my home, but this is where my heart stays. Oh, I'm a tall, dark monster, too scared to fly. Winter, winter, fire in my eyes. You ask me all before, I'll answer with a you-know-who. When the sun goes down, I get hungry, I'll be coming for you.
Yeah, from the brand new album released this year, 2009, Delivered from Evil. That's a band I just found. All these bands in the set I just played were bands I just recently came across. And the band right here was called Sasquatch and the Holy Hellraisers. And of course, a song called Heavy Rebel Motherfucker from their, actually it's on their own label, I believe. They're not on any major label or nothing. They put out their own production. And the production company is called Snap-O-Matic. So check out some more of some Sasquatch and the Holy Hellraisers on MySpace. A great band. Like I said, they've had a couple albums out. And this was just released this year, recently, Delivered from Evil. Great stuff right there. And another, like I said, this whole set are bands I just came across recently. And that band right there is a pretty good band. Been around for a while. The band's called Rebel Sun. And heard a couple songs from a couple different albums right there. And their album label is called Hot Rod. Excuse me, their record label is Hot Rod Hell Records. And what we heard, the last one there was a song called Stereo. Don't rat fuck my stereo, man. That was off of Declaration of Disaffection, released in 2007. Pretty good stuff right there. And I started this Rebel Sun off. There's two songs I played. The other song was called 1-2-3. And that's from Articles of Confederation, released in 2004. And pretty good band there, Rebel Sun. Got a lot of albums out, I guess. And right before that, we heard a band called White Knuckle Trucker. And a great song called Mamacita. And that was from their Ecla. It's from their, excuse me, get my fucking tongue. That's it. Smoke some pot before you go on air, and that really helps out. The album label is Electroquarium Records, and the band's from Haw River, North Carolina. White Knuckle Trucker, and a song I played right there was called Mama Sita. Great stuff. And another band, like I said, new to me. They've been around for a long time. Early 80s, I believe. The band's called Saxon, and the album I played was from actually, I played a title track and a prelude to the title track off the album Crusader, released in 1984. And that was a request from Heldorado, and he's been a big fan of theirs for years. And like I say, I just now recently got it, and I haven't really been able to give it a whole album a good listen, but expect some more Saxon, you know, in the Bootleg Asylum radio shows in the future. So good band right there. I just need to get to play a few more of them and get a little better acquainted with the band Saxon. Anyway, good stuff there, and I hope you like that set of music right there. And right now what I'm going to do is get into a bootleg set. Like I said, it was recorded on, actually it's an Austin City Limits TV show, and I pulled the audio off it. It was, I believe, in 1988. And the band, like I said before, I actually recorded the show on my VHS player because they didn't have CD burners back then. But anyway, I recorded it to catch the band the Fabulous Thunderbirds because I'm a big fan of theirs. And lo and behold, there was Omar and Howlers opening up for them. And man, they blew me away, and I've been a big fan ever since. Got to see him a couple times, and Omar is just a fantastic guitar player in his own right, you know, from, I believe, Mississippi, but he made his way down to Texas. He's got a lot of Texas influence, and it's just some great music right here, so I hope you like this bootleg set right here, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Down in Austin, they call him Rocket. Here's Omar and the Howlers.
Mississippi hoodoo man. From Mississippi hoodoo.
not smoke had lived it, honey, they gon' be all around. Try so hard to catch me, plan after plan. They don't know I can't be gone. I'm a Mississippi hoodoo man. One more time.
tonight. They won't let Rosetta be a Yankee's bride. Oh, my border girl, I need my border girl. Water girl. Yeah.
Love forever and forever.
Welcome back. That, of course, was Omar and Howlers. That was recorded in Austin City Limits. I believe it was recorded in 1987 in conjunction with his, it wasn't his first release, his release called Hard Times in a Land of Plenty, released in 1987, and that was really an album that took off and seemed to do pretty good for him. He did release an album, I believe it was 1981, maybe 82, but the album was called Big Leg Beat. But anyway, the Hard Times in a Land of Plenty is what really got Omar kind of on the map. And he did pretty well for himself after that, and still has been going pretty strong off that album. The second album he put out after that was called, it'd be his third album. The album's called Wall of Pride, and just great stuff. He's put out a couple of solo albums as well, one of my favorites, and it's just, I don't know why it's under the album. It's under just the Omar name, the album is. The album's called Blues Bag Omar, but when you read all the credits inside, it's basically Omar and Howlers, so I don't know why I ended up with just Omar's name on the front of it, but the Omar Blues Bag, if you come across that, that is worth every single penny you pay for it. Just fantastic stuff from Omar and Howlers. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed that bootleg set right there. Well, I don't have a whole lot of show left, really. And I'm going to get on to the music I got set up. I got another request here, and I'm going to get to that for in a second here. But anyway, I want to, once again, just thank Andy over at section86.com for putting this up on iTunes as well as section86.com. And like I said earlier, if you get a chance, go to section86.com and check out all the other shows on there besides mine, and a lot of entertainment over there. So that's what his website's all about. So like I said, he keeps us going, so I appreciate if you get a chance to stop on over there and check out section86.com and see what they have to offer. Anyway, this is a Bootleg Slam Radio Show. Of course, right here at flapdaddy.com, I'm on live every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you jump on flapdaddy.com about 3 hours earlier every Friday night, you're going to come across a show called LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. And he plays half sides from vinyl albums and puts on a great show on, yes, I said vinyl albums. You know, when I was a young little whippersnapper getting stoned, when I played my vinyl albums, I used to take the flat cardboard album cover and put it on my head just like a hat. And, man, good old days, huh? Anyway, I'm going to get back into that request right now. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. And you're listening to the Bootlegger Slam Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
The people called it suicide. A bullet from a 45. Nobody cared, nobody cried. Don't that make you feel sad? Nobody knew the problem with my gun. Suicide! Yeah, mama. The body remains unidentified, forgotten in a fire. Like the ladder that was blown aside. Don't that make you wanna smile? Yeah, 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 yeah.
shields and their swords, to fight the fight they believe to be right, overthrow the overlords. To the town where there was plenty, they brought plunder, sword and flame. When they left the town it was empty, children would never play again. Above the battle cry, by that bridge near the border, there were many more to die. Then onward over the mountain, onward towards the sea, they carved the grave, the emerald. Without it they couldn't leave.
Some of this. It's absolutely dynamite.
Oh, yeah?
The history of marijuana.
Marijuana was first discovered in Twin Falls, Idaho, in 1907 by a small Polish immigrant by the name of Wayne Krolka. The discovery occurred in early May, while Wayne was working late in his study one evening, trying to find a shorter route to India.
That's
one small toad for man, and a giant dope for mankind.
The first time a person tries to get stoned, he may not feel any effect whatsoever. Many people, even Methodists, find that after smoking for hours, particularly with good grass, they'll still feel no effect the first two or three times. We believe that, except for a few weirdos here and there, everybody can feel the effects of grass.
Fortunately, all the barriers which keep a person from getting high are easily overcome, once you know them.
The first barrier to overcome is the belief that smoking grass gives one a kick.
It does not. You do not get a kick or a rush from grass.
The second barrier is that there's no way to know how you're supposed to feel, so you don't know what to look for.
And the third barrier is a roadblock.
Your papers, please.
I only have a pipe, man.
Then you'd better come with me.
Called you Jimmy the Weed. Said, hey man, I know your name. I seen you cruising with the lowriders, hanging out down on First Street Moon. Tuned in to you, listening to you. The voodoo rhythm, devil. Round the bay, they got some crazy DJ. Send you out into heaven. Jimmy the Weed for greed, he was taken back. Johnny the Fox, you old sly cat. Clever little fox conceals his stash. Crisp dollar bills can leave no tracks in the back of a black Cadillac. The voodoo's traveled down Skid Row. Only black men can go. The shady deal unraveled.
Yeah, great stuff right there from the Live and Dangerous album. I believe it was released in 1978. And just a few great songs right there. Of course, that's Jailbreak. Title track from their album by the same name. Great stuff right there. Johnny the Fox and Jimmy the Weed. Right before that. And Emerald. And started this Thin Lizzy set off with a fantastic song. One of my favorites from Thin Lizzy. Especially on the live cuts, man. They're best band. You know, this band right here is best heard live, in my opinion. They did some pretty good studio work, but man, nothing like their live stuff. And we started off with Suicide. Great stuff from, like I said, Thin Lizzy. And man, it's a damn shame we lost Phil Anat. I believe it was 1982, I think, he lost his life due to drugs. And man, just a damn shame. And what's even a worse shame, if you ask me, is that they have, the band is still out there touring. And to me, Phil Anat was Thin Lizzy. I mean, without him, you know, just not the same. But anyway, the band is out there touring, and I think it's a damn shame, but, you know, to each their own. But anyway, that was Vintage Thin Lizzy right there. Like I said, 1978 from the Live and Dangerous album, so I hope you like that. Anyway, this is the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. This is going to be podcast number 24, and I appreciate everybody's support downloading or listening to the show and keeping these shows going strong. If you have any requests, and most of these shows are most of these songs I've been playing tonight are songs that I picked up, but I'm looking for requests, so you can send them to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show at gmail.com, or of course you can go to my MySpace by the same name, MySpace/Bootlegger Sound Radio Show, and leave your request there in a comment or a message, and certainly would appreciate it, and I will definitely get it on the air as soon as I can. So that's what it's all about, trying to get the music out there, that's all. And I got just a little bit left in the show, and I got a lot of music to play, so I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You listen to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Cause I have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna change my life. Man, I got to have the brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel so right.
temperature it reels again. And it must have been 110.
Yeah.
started out as, well, just a little old band from Texas. Well, they went into a lot bigger than that, but it was a slow start. That was from their first album released in 1970, and that was Backdoor Love Affair. And it was 3 years later before they released their second album, which is highly unusual, but man, what a release. Trace Hombres was released in 1973, and a couple songs off that we played Chic and Precious and Grace, and just a fantastic band. And of course, you know the story of ZZ Top since then, man. They went on to sold many millions of albums and handfuls of albums they put out, and great stuff. And like I say, I started the ZZ Top set off with the intro to the song Brown Sugar, again, from ZZ Top's first album released in 1970. And just a fantastic band, and I hope you enjoyed those tunes right there. And that's pretty much my show for tonight. I appreciate everybody tuning in, as I always do, and everybody who's been hanging out in the chat board. You guys, the support is strong, and I appreciate all your effort coming to the show every week and hanging out on the chat board. And if you're listening to the podcast, like I said, you don't have to wait till the podcast comes out. Join us here on the flapdaddy.com chat room every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you request a song or whatever, and I'll surely get it on there if I have it. And if not, I'll make sure I get it within a reasonable amount of time and put it on there. So anyway, so like I said, you don't have to wait for the podcast to come out. Come to flapdaddy.com every Friday night, midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern Time for the Bootleg Sound Radio Show. And check that out if you have the time. Anyway, don't forget, a couple weeks ago, or the last couple podcasts, actually, I've been telling you about another podcast. It's called Whiskey and Waterbeds. And there's also one called Hey Ride to Hell. Anyway, if you go to MySpace Whiskey and Waterbeds, you'll find Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup. They put on a couple of great shows there and help support these kind of internet radio podcasts like mine. And Hey Ride to Hell and Whiskey and Waterbeds, great stuff right there. So just keep that in mind when you're surfing around the internet and you find yourself on MySpace, go to Whiskey and Waterbeds and good stuff right there. Like I said, that's about my show for tonight. I'm going to play one last song for my outro. The band is called Rose Tattoo. And a song they released off an album in 2007. The album's called Blood Brothers. And the song I'm going to play to finish the night off is called City Blues. So check this out. Good stuff. And I'll talk to you next week, I guess. You're listening to the Bootleg Sound Radio Show right here on flapdaddy.com. Have a good week, everybody.
Your heart.